Here's hoping you weren't one of those that made a giant mistake in week 10. We look ahead to week 11 in the National Football League. This is the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast. Quick word about a couple of sponsors who pay for this podcast so you don't have to. Brandon Legal Group, they're your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service means many things. They ask me as a paid non-attorney spokesperson to emphasize one thing in particular. If you are an adult male residing in the state of Florida and you continue to pay permanent alimony, your financial obligation can and may be reduced or eliminated altogether because permanent alimony was eliminated from state of Florida law July 1st, 2023. Brandon Legal Group can help prevent you or reduce your future payments due to permanent alimony. 813-902-3576, or for a free consult, visit brandonlegalgroup.com. Pin Chasers, still getting over the cold. It was a heck of a last month. Pin Chasers, and I'm sure many of you had it worse than me. Four locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, Pin Chasers, always a good time for bowling, food, and fun. To see their nearly daily specials, follow them on Instagram at Pin Chasers. Log on to pinchasers.net. That is also where you can make lane reservations, plan parties, as I am helping one of my Todd Wright Tour golfers and a former podcast Fantasy Football League champion plan a birthday party that he won at one of my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Remember, you save money bowling at Pin Chasers as opposed to other places in the Tampa Bay area for a simple fact that Pin Chasers does not charge you for bowling shoes. I tell a quick story of someone who wanted to bowl with me and suggested a place with bowling and many other things, and I wasn't in a position to say no. And I looked up making the reservation and saw it was a near $10 charge per person for bowling shoes. So let's just say you have a party of four at that type of place, it would cost you $40 or so just for the shoes. That is $40 in your pocket if you go to Pin Chasers instead. Four locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. The Peroni family also very, very committed to our Tampa Bay community. Thanks to Pin Chasers for their continued support of what we do here on various podcasts. I often mention them on the Todd Wright Toddcast. I wanted to make sure I mention them today. Okay, so NFL odds, week 11, as of the time of this taping, the Monday night game to end week 10 between the Dolphins and Rams has not been played, so anything that happens in that game that could affect Dolphins or Rams action going forward, please factor that in on your own. Bye weeks for week 11, there are four. Carolina and the Giants, seriously, to those in Circa or elsewhere that went with an anti-Carolina play with a bad team like the New York Giants in an international game, that's a major fail. That you can talk, you can give me any reason you want. That was not the play for week 10 from a survivor standpoint or otherwise. It was not. So, as the judge would say, well, the world needs ditch diggers too. So Carolina and the Giants take the week off, coming back from overseas. The Bucks have a week off before they hit a stretch of their schedule with a lot of winnable games, but with a very bad defense and their best defensive player being unable to tackle. Perhaps part of that is a bad foot. Perhaps it's just a flaw in his game, Antoine Winfield. Arizona also has the week off. as they sit atop the NFC West. We're just about anybody really except Seattle, unless Seattle really gets it going second half. NFC West is in play for everybody else. And this is about the time of year the Niners hit their stride. They overcame two of the best teams in the NFC. This is very telling. Overcame things you don't do and win. Goff throws five picks, Lions win on the road. Niners miss three field goals and win on the road. That just shows you good teams overcome shit like that. And the Niners and Lions are good teams. They're going to be there in the end. Although, can I remind Dan Campbell? If you hadn't stupidly gone for two so early in the game, you don't need the 59-yarder sneaking inside the left upright at the end to win. You take three knees, maybe two depending on the clock, and you win the game by one. You don't need that last field goal attempt. Campbell, again, being his own worst enemy. Lions overcame that too. They won't overcome that in the postseason, just like they didn't against the Niners in the title game last year. All right, so Thursday night, Eagles-Commanders. It's a great game. These are two playoff teams. This is an important game for who would get home field in the first round of the playoffs. I apologize. Eagles, I see, is a modest 3-point choice as of the time of this broadcast using VegasInsider.com, the column, weekly column of Patrick Everson. Moneyline -170. I don't see this being a smart survivor play with Washington or with Philly. I am modestly concerned that in recent weeks we're not seeing Jaden Daniels at his best. Whether it's health-related, opposing defenses have figured something out against Daniels, remove the Hail Mary, and the numbers are down on Daniels. You factor in Robinson out, although Eckler banged in Eckler and one other running back. There's a couple of other guys in the mix there in Washington. But something seems off. Granted, it's his rookie year, and he's fantastic, but there's something going on there with Daniels, which would lead me to believe the Eagles are in a good spot in this game, but this isn't a survivor play. But keep an eye on Daniels' overall production. Now, as time goes on, he should get healthier, but have opposing defenses figured something out to limit Daniels' ability to keep drives going, score touchdowns, throw touchdowns, run for touchdowns, just something to watch. We advance to Sunday action. Bears, messy. Eberflus, this has you written all over it. And the comments of Merrill Hodge going back earlier in this calendar year. I believe I heard this via VEASAN within the last couple weeks from Gil Alexander and Kelly Bidlin's show, A Numbers Game, how Hodge said Caleb was nothing special. He certainly hasn't looked it. Packers are a near touchdown favorite coming off the bye week. Jordan Love, check status health-wise. This isn't the spot where the Packers hit their stride last year. It was a little later, although they had that big Thanksgiving Day game against the Lions, but then they bottomed out for a couple weeks after that before they just caught on fire. But it's coming. Seriously. A Packer, whoa, is coming. Wouldn't surprise me if it started this week against the Bears. And then, I mean, I've been on Eberflus watch for a while. The seat only gets hotter. Saints at home against Browns. Speaking of fired coaches, by the way, I think that could be the Mike McCarthy landing spot. Cowboys don't need to fire McCarthy. They just let his contract expire. McCarthy has knowledge of the Benson family and the Saints from 20 years ago when he was offensive coordinator under Jim Haslett. Just saying. And the Saints will need an offensive-minded head coach. Saints a modest minus 135 choice against the Browns. I don't feel strongly either way about that particular game. Patriots at home against Rams. So Rams will have short week off a Monday night game, traveling cross country against a Patriots team they're better than. Patriots are tough to predict. It's an evaluation year. That's a game the Rams should win. It's not a survivor play, but it's a game the Rams should win. Steelers at home are a 3-point underdog to the Ravens. Ravens a minus 162 money line. You can take Lamar Jackson against Mike Tomlin and the Steelers at your own risk. Dolphins, a very big favorite. Okay. For a team that hadn't done a lot of winning recently. As of Monday, 1 p.m. Eastern time, before the Monday night game is played, they are a touchdown favorite against the Raiders in a minus 340 money line. No. Nope. Not unless I see something Monday night that changes my opinion on the Dolphins. It's not that there's anything particularly about the Raiders that inspires me. But let's see. Aren't they coming off a bye week? I think they are. Yep. Dolphins shouldn't be favored by 7 over anybody. Lions at home. Wow. I knew this would be big. It's the first time looking at it. As of the time of this taping, the Lions are a minus 800 money line and a 13-point choice against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Damn. Most big favorites this year haven't covered that number. So I get why the number's that big. It's too big. From a survivor standpoint, if you have the Lions, that's obviously one hell of a spot to use them on a 13-point favorite and a minus 800 money line. Can it get to 14? Probably not. Titans at home getting 6.5 against the Vikings. Vikings barely scrape out a win at Jacksonville. Some concerns about this offense going forward. Darnold's efficiency seems down the last month. But still, what can Will Levis or any Tennessee quarterback do against Brian Flores and that Vikings defense? Granted, the Titans have a couple of productive offensive players in Pollard and Ridley. Is that enough? Don't see Titans-Vikings getting a lot of survivor action week 11. Jets are awful, yet there they are favored again. Are you out of your mind? And I know Flacco has looked bad, but the Colts have won more games than the Jets. Jets a 3-point favorite at home against the Colts. We don't know who will be quarterbacking the Colts. The Colts still have Jonathan Taylor. A lot of people like Josh Downs. Near touchdown favorite at home against Seattle. If Seattle is going to say we're not out of this in the NFC West, they need to do it in week 11 on the road at the Niners. That will be, it's about as close to last call as you can get for the Seahawks. Broncos at home off the blocked field goal that cost them the win at Kansas City against the Falcons. We could see some Broncos play this week. The Falcons offensively if you remove the two games against the bad Bucs defense, Kirk Cousins looks eh. Now, granted, Bijan Robinson's coming off a big game. But Denver's defense, more often than not, does the job. Like the Chargers' defense, more often than not, does the job. Denver's a justified favorite in this game, as odd as that looks. Bills at home as a 1.5-point favorite against the undefeated Chiefs. Obviously not a survivor play, but that's interesting. I wouldn't be on Buffalo here. Just because Allen is to Mahomes what Barkley, Ewing, Reggie Miller, Carl Malone, John Stockton, Gary Payton, Sean Kemp were to Michael Jordan until further notice. Chargers at home, a modest 2.5-point choice against the Bengals. Again, Chargers defense keeps them in games. It's sort of an odd spot for Cincinnati going on the road. Granted, with extra rest after the Thursday night loss to the Ravens. I can see why the Chargers are favored in this game. It would be quite a win. This could be a tiebreaker type win. Let's think about the playoff teams in the AFC. Bills are the only team in the AFC East. That's one. Texans probably still need to get their act together. They need to get to the finish line. The Colts are still in that in the AFC South. If suddenly Anthony Richardson or Joe Flacco figure it out, they're in that. But it's likely the Texans. So that's two. Ravens and Steelers are going to the playoffs. That's four. Chiefs, that's five. So we need two more. It might be these two. And Denver's in the mix as well. And is that pretty much it? So I'm not saying this is an elimination game. But depending on what Denver does the rest of the way, a head-to-head win in this game could be very meaningful. I just think the Chargers have a little more going for them right now than Cincinnati. The Chargers are starting something under Jim Harbaugh. They're what, 9, 8, 9, 10 games in? The Bengals feel like they're kind of hanging on. We just went to the Super Bowl 3 years ago. We traded Joe Mixon for a 7th round pick. We didn't pay Joe, you know, we We have to deal with Ja'Marr Chase. We're not going to pay T. Higgins. We didn't pay Jesse Bates. We've lost some coaches on the offensive side. Chargers, I think, have a little more going for them. And then we end with the Monday night game, speaking of the Texans. They're at the Cowboys. There'll be a lot of Texans fans at that game. Texans, a 7-point road favorite. That'll go up. Minus 325 money line. If you're thinking anti-Cowboys plays the rest of the year, here's how it looks. Cowboys home against Texans at Commanders, home against Giants on Thanksgiving Day. So you'll be watching that game solely for the halftime show. Home against Bengals. That's going to be another spot this year in Survivor where the Bengals are going to be heavily in play. Then Cowboys go to Carolina, believe it or not. What is that, week 15? How many people will take Carolina that are still alive in Survivor in week 15 against whatever the Cowboys are? Tampa Bay comes in week 16. That'd be a good spot to play the Bucs, although the Bucs have a lot of playable spots as long as they can outscore their opponents in the coming weeks. Then at Philadelphia and host Washington. The Cowboys are only going to win maybe one or two of their remaining games. Max, they're going to be 5-12. Worst case, probably 4-13. But yeah, if you're going to do anti-Cowboys, then that's a spot. So biggest spreads, Lions at home against Jaguars. I don't buy the Dolphins. I mean, Texans is a 7-point favorite at Dallas. Okay. Dolphins a 7-point favorite against anybody. Happens to be the Raiders. I don't buy it. Vikings 6.5-point favorite at Nashville. 49ers 6.5-point favorite against Seattle. And Packers 6.5-point favorite against Bears. Was there something else in the fours and fives we really liked? Actually, there aren't any fours or fives at the time of our broadcast. Everything drops to three. Is there a three that you could make a case for? Actually, Broncos, Falcons. Eagles 3 over Commanders. As much as we love Washington, Eagles know what's at stake in that game. And again, something's up with Daniels. And Robinson's been hurt. Their kicker's been hurt. Stupid play with the 5-yard offsides that clinches the game for Pittsburgh. So Washington might be regressing a bit in terms of, you know, cranking out all these wins. So perhaps this is a week where you take advantage of that if you haven't used the Eagles. All right. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. That's my look, early look at week 11 spreads, money lines, survivor plays, etc. Good luck. If you have any questions, just email me. I will email you back. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast, presented by Brandon Legal Group and Pin Chasers. We'll talk to you next time.